Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. It's a busy day here at Gillette Stadium. Teddy Bruschi will be inducted into the Patriots Hall of Fame later this evening. So Tom Brady took the field to not only discuss how the first few days of camp have been, but also reflected on his memories of playing with number 54. Here he is in its entirety.
The 14th year, are you getting a dead arm after three practices, or are you the day off on Wednesday? Is that enough?
You know, I think over the years I've actually learned to take care of myself a little bit better. So this is the best I've ever felt. I mean, I've never felt any better than I have at this point. So I'm excited. We've had three good days with the whole team together, and I think we've seen some improvements, but we still have a long way to go.
And you realize you are the senior statesman on the team. I think only one of the guys was born in the 70s, actually. Not to make you feel old.
No, I don't feel that. I don't feel this. So I still feel like a... You know, mentally, I said I think I'm a mature 22-year-old. But it's fun. You know, you're in an environment like this with so many young players and young teammates. So finding ways to interact with them is probably the most challenging experience. But I have so many great guys that I'm able to play with over the years. And certainly a guy like Teddy, who's being inducted into the Patriots Hall of Fame tonight. So we just had a good thing going. You know, hopefully we can come out tonight, have a good practice. It's always a fun practice for the team to be in front of our own, you know, all the people of Foxborough, and hopefully it's a good turnout, but it's fun to be in the stadium.
Do you feel like you're getting a rhythm with some of these new receivers? I mean, it's just been 3 days, but...
Yeah, well, I think it's been steady improvement since they got here, and I think those, all the young players have been willing to work hard and do what the coaches have asked, and, you know, I'm just willing to do whatever it takes. It's, you know, we're here for one reason, and that's to try to go out and win, you know, as many games as we possibly can. And, you know, you just can't decide, okay, September, that this is when it's really important. You have to start in May, and it works through June and into July, which, you know, we have now. August is important because it builds for September. So I think all the guys have put a lot of time in over the course of the spring and summer, and, you know, hopefully it pays off. That's what we're out here doing it.
Do you treat the younger players like you were treated? You know, some of them maybe be nervous. I'm not sure if you were nervous, or do you just say, look, you got to get on board because the train doesn't stop, really?
It doesn't stop. You're right. And I think it's so critical for the younger players to be able to practice every day and come out and make the improvements. And coach talks about that all the time. And the only way to get better is through practice repetition. So, you know, if you come out and you miss, you know, a week of training camp, that's a big deal. I mean, there's a lot of installation. There's a lot of learning that goes on. So I think it's good for, you know, to have practices where, you know, yesterday was a 2-hour and 45-minute practice, and we ran, you know, 130 plays or something like that. Like, that's how you get better playing football, is to actually be able to go out and do it. So we got to string a bunch of those together, and hopefully, like I said, that pays off when it, you know, when you know, things start here, you know, with our preseason games.
You mentioned a week ago about
the receiver group and kind of being so much older than some of those guys.
Well, we're all here for the same reason, so, you know, I think there's definitely the common goal we have is the same, and that's to be the best, you know, that we could be for the team. So, you know, I said the guys have really committed themselves to doing that, and, you know, been really willing to come in here and learn and take to the coaches and listen and take hard criticism, so to speak. Because when you're a young player, I mean, you don't, when you're a veteran player, you don't get it all right, and that's why you come out. Everyone needs the reps. Everyone needs the work. So, you know, we need to get everybody out here and, you know, doing it, and then you see how it all comes together, and you know, you really use the skill set of the players that we have on the field.
Is there a limit on the questions, whether it be in your quarterback room or with the wide receivers, where you're like, you know what, I've got stuff to do myself, I can't keep asking all the questions
sure.
that you have?
Yeah, and that's, you know, mentally and physically, you know, we have to be ready to go, each of us individually, and when you're at that point individually, then collectively, you know, you can bring it together. But, you know, our coaches do a great job preparing us as players. You know, I feel like we have the best coaches in the league, and the whole offensive staff, and starts with Coach Belichick and then right to Josh and throughout the whole offensive. Dante's been around as long as anybody, and incredible offensive line coach. Brian Daboll's back, Ivan, Chad, George. I mean, we got a great group.
Tom, how do you feel about the fact that you finally have your parking spot back?
I gave it up for a few years, so it's like I always joke with Harold that I was in the off-season Hall of Fame, so I came back to reclaim it. So no, it's great. It's good. There's a lot of guys that worked hard over the course of the off season. That's where it starts.
Just your thoughts on Teddy going to the Hall of Fame? Your teammate that you mentioned earlier, he was always doing his job, so it was never a distraction for anything going on. You could do your job.
Yeah, Teddy is a great player. He brought so much enthusiasm to our locker room, to our team. He had a very unique personality, very highly motivated person that had a great work ethic and was a great leader, especially for the younger players. He was a great mentor to so many guys, including myself. So, he's one of my best friends. It's really an exciting night for him. We've all had this circled on our calendar for a long time since they announced it. So it's really a tribute to him and his family and his beautiful boys.
Is it weird for either one of you that you're seeing him go into the Hall of Fame and you're still playing? Is it like one of those things where you're like, I'm still playing? But what are you doing up there, kind of putting on the jacket?
Yeah, well, I mean, he's a little bit older than me, so he's got a few years on me. So hopefully I'm doing this for, a long time and seeing a lot more guys go into the Hall of Fame. I've had a bunch of teammates go in, so it's pretty cool to see. And you remember the contribution they made, and Coach Belichick always talks to the younger players, guys like Troy Brown and Teddy Bruschi, and Rodney's going to be here tonight. So I was fortunate to be able to play with those guys and learn from those guys. So hopefully I can take on some of the things that they taught me and pass those on to the younger guys that I play with. So that's, the exposure that I had to those great players when I was a young player was huge in my development.
Tom, how long does it take for you to develop a go-to chemistry, which has always been so important to you in offensive rhythm? How long does that take for you to develop?
Yeah. Well, it's definitely a work in progress. So I don't think there's a definitive amount of time. I think it's all about the number of reps that you get and how many times you have a chance to go over certain things. With the practices the way they are, and one practice a day, you got to take advantage of the one opportunity you have on the field. So we've only had 6 practices until we practice against the Eagles, a week from tomorrow. So it comes fast. I mean, installation, like, we haven't even talked about the red area yet, and, we play them in a week and a half. But so, yeah, it's going fast, and you can't afford to miss a lot of time now. You've got to be able to go out and execute at a high level. And we worked in the spring about, how quickly this was going to happen, and we carried that over from the end of the camps to through the beginning of training camp. And, a lot of guys put the work in that time. So, we're prepared. We just got to go out and keep stringing good practices together.
Are you a little more patient with the younger guys that have just come in, or do you still get on them if they're not running the right route?
I think, I don't want to be a grumpy old guy, I think I understand there's a learning curve and there's a patience. I think you try to let them know, though, that there's an urgency about it. So it's not like you can afford mistakes and we all make them. I mean, I make them myself. I make more than anybody. So, you're patient with certain things. Mental errors you don't really want to tolerate. I think those things are always preventable. But they're going to happen. So the physical ones, when you drop a ball or that happens. I mean, that's part of playing. I mean, I'm going to miss throws. I'm going to throw interceptions. But, I never want to make a wrong read or call a wrong play or snap the ball into a bad look. I think those are the things that the harder you work typically, the better you get at those things.
Do you see the mental errors decreasing a little bit, even though, again, it's only been 3 days?
We have a pretty smart group of guys. So that's been a real positive, and I think hopefully we continue to play smart. We talk about being a smart football team, and that's a team that doesn't go out and beat itself, a team that plays penalty-free, that takes care of the ball, that makes a smart play on a down-by-down basis. So we have it's hard to exist in this program if you don't, if you're not a smart player.
Favorite Teddy Bruschi?
Oh, there's a lot of them. But, when he used to bring the team up after the game after a win, and he'd, how do you feel about a victory? And, those are special. I get chills thinking about it. So those are great times. And he fortunately created a lot of memories for all of us, and fans and players, guys that played with him, coaches that were a part of those. He's been a great ambassador for this team and this community. And he still does things in community, what he's done with, his foundation and stroke awareness and raising all the money for the Boston Marathon. He's a great person and great guy, friend, father, dad. I mean, he's really someone I always look up to.
How's it allowed him to be
such a terrific playmaker? I mean, you played with a lot of them, but it seemed like he always had a knack for making the big play
in the biggest moment?
He did. He was a playmaker in every sense of the word. I remember when he stripped Edrin James or Dominic Rhodes, whoever that was, on our sideline or right there in the middle of the field. I mean, that was, a magical moment in our team's history. So when he caught the interception against Miami, I mean, and then for me personally, the moments that we had together where he could talk and we sit on the bus ride together, or spending Christmas at his house, I mean, all those things, are really special memories for me. So they couldn't award a better player than Teddy. I mean, there's not a better player that's ever come through this program than Teddy. And it's going to be great for all of us to see him, be inducted tonight and have him around, and hopefully, he has some words of wisdom for this year's team.
Will you guys be able to get over there at all for this?
I don't, we have meetings. Ask Coach Belichick about that. See what he says. No, we're buried in meetings until we come out for practice. I know. You don't listen to me either, so we're all in the same boat. But it'll be a cool night.
What are you taking away from that that helmet cam? What can you personally take away from that? Coach was saying it just gives him headaches.
Yeah, it's I don't know. I haven't looked at it, so there's not much. It's more for some of the other guys that have asked for it, so I agreed to do it, but I feel like I have what I need to see, and last thing I need is me to overanalyze certain things. So
they want to see what you're seeing, what you're looking at?
I think so. I think it looks pretty cool at the end of the day, but I don't think it ends up doing much.
Which one of the other guys?
Huh?
Which one of the other QBs was asking for that?
I don't think it was quarterbacks. Yeah.
So Josh did say it gave him a headache, so now you can go back and say, see?
I know. Well, think about it. I mean, it's a camera bobbing up and down and moving all over the place, and I could be looking at you, but the camera would be shooting over here, so
I don't know. How does it feel to be back full pads, full contact, getting ready for the season?
It's fun. I mean, this is real football, so, what we did in the spring and the summer is, it's prepared us for these days. So, football is about pads and running, passing, goal line, short yardage situations, being in the red area, playing in tight coverages, separating the receiver from the ball, making plays in tight coverage. I think that's what real football is all about. You don't get to experience that in the spring, but this time of year when you see guys really take on the role, and being a smart, tough, physical football team is one that, we want to be.
How was Teddy to practice against? Was he, fun to practice against because he was such a good teammate, or was he kind of like an a-hole because he tried so hard?
He always tried hard, but that brought the best out of us. So he gave it everything he had, both in practices and in the games. He was a relentless practice player and played on scout team. I remember when he was coming back from his stroke. I mean, he was on I got to practice against him a lot. But he's just a great teammate and player, and everything you look for. So, thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.